Hello and welcome. Picture this. You're holding a tiny device that, done right, is the bank-grade vault for your digital life. It puts a physical gap between your money and the chaos of the internet. It's not magic, but it is the move. Today, I'll help you make it with confidence. Quick credibility check. I've unboxed, set up, broken, reset, and daily driven the big players: Ledger, Trezor, Keystone, and strong challengers like SafePal and Elapal. Firmware updates, seed phrases, pins, passphrases, MetaMask connections, the whole messy real-world journey, right here in the US. Here's the truth most people miss. A hardware wallet is one layer in a multi-layer defense. Think castle walls, locked gate, watchtowers, moat. The wallet is the wall. You still need strong passwords, proper two-factor, airtight backups, and a plan for when things go wrong. People who treat security as a practice, not a product, rarely get burned. And the data? Step-by-step setups cut risk dramatically. Deliberate beats easy every time. Across brands, the same core principles win. Generate a brand new seed phrase on the device, never online. Guard it like your passport, birth certificate, and house keys combined. Keep firmware up to date. Verify every transaction on the device screen. If the address isn't what you expect, you don't send. Full stop. Most differences are comfort and workflow. Pins, passphrases, menus, and how each connects to the apps you use. The real gap between rock solid and risky often comes down to three decisions in your first 30 minutes. Decision 1. Seed phrase handling. Where will you write it? Paper, metal, something durable? How will you store it against flood, fire, or accidental cloud sync? One backup or two? If two, in different places? Will you test recovery before putting in real money? A 10-minute rehearsal prevents heart attacks later. Decision 2. Access controls. Set a strong pin. Consider a passphrase if your threat model calls for it. It's a 25th word that creates a hidden wallet only you know exists. Only use a passphrase if you'll practice recovery. Power without practice is stress. Decision 3. Habits. Will you check addresses on the device screen every time? Will you update firmware on a predictable schedule? Think brushing your teeth. Not glamorous, always worth it. What's new and worth knowing? The last year brought real upgrades. Keystone added features aimed at institutions and high net worth users in the US, insurance options, dedicated support, and tools aligned with AML KYC expectations. If you've got large exposure and strict requirements, that's permission to operate at scale without sleepless nights. Ledger expanded safe in-ecosystem activity. With Ledger Connect, you can explore DeFi through Ledger Live while keeping private keys sealed in hardware. It's like stepping onto an ice rink with traction shoes. You still glide, far less chance of a fall. Passphrases got easier and safer. Historically, they felt like juggling chainsaws. One typo and you're locked out. Recent updates, including Ledger's improved encryption and verification flow, help confirm you wrote it down correctly and reduce irreversible mistakes. A once scary superpower is now approachable. An advanced tactic you'll hear about, the decoy wallet. Keep a small balance in the obvious wallet. The real holdings sit behind a passphrase. If someone pressures you, the decoy is a psychological speed bump. Not for everyone, you must be organized and test recovery, but it's a smart extra layer if you need it. Now, landmines to avoid. These trip people up again and again. Don't photograph your seed. Not on your phone, not on your laptop, not just for a second. Cameras sync and backup without asking. Don't store seeds in email drafts, cloud notes, or screenshots. Don't reuse an old seed from a random website or an ancient wallet. Never share recovery info with support. Real support will never ask. If it feels like a shortcut, it's probably a trap. For US users, a few extras. Backup location, home safe or safe deposit box. Each has trade-offs. Many choose both. Travel. Do you need the device with you? Often, the safest move is to leave it behind and travel with read-only access to watch balances. Family and legacy. If something happens to you, can a trusted person follow clear, written steps to recover? Figure that out now, not during a crisis. Why a hardware wallet is a game changer. When your private keys never touch an internet-connected device, most online threats simply don't apply. Malware on your laptop? Pixel-perfect phishing site? If you always confirm on the hardware screen, the trick fails. It's like stepping off a rickety boat onto solid ground. And remember, the best wallet isn't always the most expensive. It's the one that fits your needs and habits. Love clean interfaces and tight integrations? One brand may shine. Need compliance features and white glove support? Another may be your match. Travel a lot or juggle multiple devices? That can steer the choice too. The guide compares feel, features, and gotchas, so you can choose with eyes open. Bottom line, give yourself 30 careful minutes and you'll sleep better for years. Start with a brand new, device-generated seed phrase. Write it by hand, store it like it's priceless, and test a recovery before going big. Set a strong pin, decide if a passphrase fits your threat model, and practice it until it's second nature. Keep firmware updated. Confirm every transaction on the device screen. If you do nothing else, do these. There's plenty more you can layer in. The full guide, updated through late 2024, walks step by step with screenshots and device specific tips for Ledger, Trezor, Keystone, SafePal, and Elapel, plus smooth MetaMask connections. It flags common mistakes, shows how to avoid them, and links to deeper dives, like getting started in DeFi without blowing up your account, and essential beginner tips. If you take one thing from this conversation, let it be this: security isn't about paranoia, it's about posture. A calm, deliberate posture that says, "I've thought this through." You don't need every buzzword. You need solid habits and a device you trust. A hardware wallet gives you the wall. Your choices give you the fortress. So here's your friendly challenge for today. Unbox with intention. Make those first three decisions count. Treat your seed like the keys to a kingdom, because that's what it is. And once your setup is dialed, pause and feel the difference. That's peace of mind, and you earned it. When you're ready for the deep dive, the full guide is waiting. Until then, stay safe, stay curious, and remember, security is a skill you can master.